אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam in the Gatehouse of Intentions. We're in the middle of chapter 2, item 16. This is why he said that we're starting with the words, this is the meaning of what Ari wrote. Again, why aren't we starting from chapter 2? We're in O Pashut. We can read. Well, first of all, we always start on top, no matter what. Starting from the words of Dari. So, we're starting from chapter 2, item 16, above. Now we will discuss the meaning of each of these worlds. Know that the root and the souls and the bodies are one discernment, and there is no separation between them. Conversely, the Levushim and the Echalot are two separate discernments from the three above-mentioned discernments.
Yeah, we learn, let's see the drawing, that we have Shorish Neshama Guf, which is Gelgal Te'enayim, and we have vessels of Levush and Echal, which are Achap, right? Keter, Chochma, and Gar of Bina is Shorosh Neshama Guf. Zat of Bina, which is Levush, Zeranpin and Malchut, are below. Here is basically the Pulsa. That's understood, yeah. From Tzimtzum Bet onwards, that's the structure. These are the vessels of reception. And these are vessels of bestowal. No questions on this? Yeah? So, this is what we're talking about. Please.
To read where we were supposed to continue or from the beginning of the O Pashut? A simple letter.
Read from the start of 16.
O Pashut, item 16. The root and the souls and the bodies are one discernment, and there is no separation between them. Conversely, the Levushim and the Echalot are two separate discernments, etc. To understand these matters, we must know the meaning of the association of the quality of mercy with judgment that was done during the second Tzimtzum of Ak, as it is written, on the day when the Lord God made earth and heaven, when he associated the quality of mercy with judgment. This is also, as our sages said, in the beginning he contemplated creating the world with a quality of judgment. He saw that the world did not exist. He put the quality of mercy first and associated it with the quality of judgment. That is, Malchut is called the quality of judgment, Din. And Bina is called the quality of mercy, Rachamim. In order to sweeten the quality of judgment in Malchut, he associated and connected Malchut with Bina, as it is written, and they two went, connecting the bottom hay, which is Malchut, with the first hay, which is Bina. So the bottom hay was sweetened by the first hay. The beginning of this correction took place when Nikudim emerged from the light of Einayim, eyes. For by the expansion of Sag, through the Siyum Raglin, of the inner Potsuf of Ak, called Galgalta, Sag, which is the level of Bina, merged and connected with the Malchut in Tanhi, of the inner Ak, and the two hays connected to each other on all the degrees until the bottom hay rose to the place of Nikve Einayim. Einayim is Chochmah, and Nikve Einayim means Nukva of Chochmah. It follows that the Einayim have the last hay and the first hay, as in I am asleep and I am second. It follows that by this, the quality of mercy, which is Bina, join the quality of judgment, which is Malchut. However, although this association is a very valuable merit for Malchut, it caused a new Tzimtzum in the world. Since Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, impacted only the Sefira Malchut, while all nine Sefirot were clean of any Tzimtzum. But now that Malchut rose and connected Bina, with it, she elevated the Tzimtzum in her to Bina, which is called Nikveh Einayim. Thus, now each degree ends at the Sefira of Bina, as it previously ended in the place of Malchut. And since the Siyum, the ending of each degree, was made in the place of Bina, the two Sefirot, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, parted and went outside of each and every degree, leaving only the three Sefirot, Kachab, in the degree. This is why he said, know that the root and the souls and the bodies are one discernment, and there is no separation between them. Conversely, the Levushim and the Echalot are two separate discernments from the three above-mentioned discernments. The Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf, which are the three Sefirot, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, remained in each degree after Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. Two, which is why they are united in the degree. However, the Levushim and the Chalot, which are Zeranpin and Malchut, separated from each degree in Tzimtzum Bet, because it ended at the Sefira Bina. For this reason, they parted and became surrounding the degree. Since everything that the degree cannot receive now, but only after some time, is regarded as having become surrounding. Therefore, Zeranpin and Malchut, that parted from each degree, are destined to reunite with it in the future, at the end of correction. This is why it is considered that they have become surrounding.
Questions? I think I mentioned everything here.
Ken?
Yes, who? What?
We know that lights may be internal or surrounding. Now he's talking about the kelim that became surrounding. What does that mean?
That's what he writes. There are surrounding vessels and inner vessels, meaning surrounding are inner external vessels. They surround the inner vessels, and they are vessels for the surrounding lights. They are named after the lights. You could call them differently. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it's Zeranpin and Malchut that cannot yet be used, cannot be properly used. They are now, they go out to be surrounding.
So when he says surrounding, it means that they're separated from the degree and no longer connected?
Right, not connected. Connected, but externally. Not through the same action which unifies the vessels of Shorosh Neshama Guf, and not the action that unifies Levush and Echal. There's no connection between Shorosh Neshama Guf and Levush Echal. There are two parts of the same Guf. And with respect to receiving the lights, they're separated. So they belong to a single body, but with respect to reception of the lights, they're different. One part for the inner lights, the other part for the surrounding lights. More? That's it? Okay, it's understood. Next.
This is the meaning what Ari wrote. However, from the world of Nikudim downward, which is the world of Atzilut, there was one lack that did not appear in them in all their details, more than five internal lights and two surrounding lights, which are Mekif, surrounding, for Chaya, and Mekif, for Yechida. This is so because the Parzufim Avak, before the world of Nikudim, contained five internal Prinot Kachab Zon, and opposite them, five Prinot Kachab Zon of surrounding lights. since there is no light that does not have pnimi, internal, and mekif, surrounding, within it. For every opnimi has its own mekif. However, in the world of Nikudim, when the place of the Tzimtzum ascended to the Sefirah Bina, a lack was created in the inner ones as well, since the two internal Sefirot Zon parted from the degree and became surrounding, and only the three Kelim, three vessels, Kachab, remained in the degree in which the three inner lights, Naran, clothe, while Chaya and Yechida do not have corresponding Kelim in the Patzuf, and they remain outside as Mekif. We might ask, the three great lights, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, should have remained in the Patzuf, and only Ruach Nefesh should have become Makifim, the plural of Makif, surrounding. Since the lights, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, always clothed the Kelim of Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Nefesh Ruach, the Kelim of Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. Thus, why does he say that Naran remained in the Patzuf and Yechida Chaya have no Kelim? We must remember here what the Ari wrote, that the rule is that in the Kelim, the higher ones grow first, and it is the opposite in the lights. Upon the entry of the lights into the Kelim, the lower lights enter first. Since when there is only light of Nefesh there, it dresses in the Kli of Keter. When the light of Ruach comes, the light of Nefesh descends to the Kli of Chochmah, and the Ruach dresses in the Kli de Keter. When the light of Neshama comes, the light of Nefesh descends to the Kli de Binah, the light of Ruach to Kli Chochmah, and the light of Neshama dresses in Kli de Keter. When the light of Chaya comes, the Nefesh descends to the Kli de Zeranpin, Ruach to Kli de Bina, Neshama to Kli de Chochmah, and the light of Chaya dresses in Kli de Keter. When the light of Yechida comes, the Nefesh descends to its place in the Kli de Malchut, and likewise Ruach to Kli de Zeranpin, Neshama to Kli de Bina, Chaya to Kli de Chochmah, and Yechida to Kli de Keter. Thus, as long as not all five lights, Naran Chai, enter the Patzuf, not only are the lights not clothed in their respective Kelim, but there is also an inverse relation between them. When Yechida is absent, the four lights, Naranach, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya, do not clothe Chubtum, and Kli de Keter is emptied of its light. Rather, it is the complete opposite. Kli of Malchut is emptied of any light, because the four lights clothe the Kelim, Kachab, and Zeranpin. And when there are only three lights, Naran there, they do not clothe in Kelim Pina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and the two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, remain devoid of light. Rather, they clothe Keter Chochmah Bina, and the two bottom Kelim remain empty. Thus, there is always an inverse relation between the Kelim and the lights. You should always remember this, for without this rule, there cannot be any understanding of the writings of the Ari.
No. So far, is it okay? Yes.
Are there surroundings of Tzimtzum Aleph and surroundings of Tzimtzum Bet? There are two kinds of surrounding lights?
Different. There's many kinds.
So what's special about the Makifim of Tzimtzum Aleph?
Light that cannot be received in the Kli for whatever limitation remains as a surrounding outside the Kli. So there's a limitation that the Kli in 10 Sefirot cannot take all of the five lights 100%. So a part remains outside. Naran Chai is received 20%, and 80% of Naran Chai is not received.
In Tzimtzum Aleph.
In Tzimtzum Aleph, yeah.
So one question. What is the Kli of the surrounding lights of Tzimtzum Aleph? Where do they go, these lights?
They exist around the Patsuf.
They don't have a particular Kli for them?
What do you mean? There's a Kli. The light cannot exist otherwise. There is a surrounding vessel with surrounding light. And then there's inner vessel and inner light. Surrounding light, surrounding vessel.
And then the lights were that were accepted in Tzimtzum Aleph, some of them were rejected in Tzimtzum Bet?
Wait. It's not related to Tzimtzum Bet. We're talking about Tzimtzum Aleph here. You asked about that.
Yes.
So, he tell you what is the Tzimtzum, the vessel of surrounding light for Tzimtzum Aleph, that I feel that I cannot receive this pleasure, I have nothing to pay with, but I want it. So that flavor, that scent, that desire exists, but it's outside my activity, my action. So that means I have a Kli, but it's not completed. There's no Masach on it. The desire is there, however. And in it, there's light that we call surrounding vessel for surrounding light.
It's as if there's something new here. Previously, he gave us a certain scheme. In this scheme, there is only the lights that are accepted in the Kli. All the rest are outside. Now, he gives us a different scheme. There's such vessels and others.
Yes, there's a limitation. It's a much worse state than before. Before I had five lights and five vessels. And I could have received from all the five lights 20%, which I received in my vessels, and 80% of my vessels remained without the masach. And then they stay outside without any use. And the lights, correspondingly, also remain outside. That's Tzimtzum Aleph.
When we make a picture of this line, and around it there's another line, another line, five such lines, that we can say it's the Olam Ak.
Let's say, okay. So every line, every Patsuf, divides to Pnimi and Makif, inner and surrounding.
You have Rosh Toch Sof.
That too.
Is the Sof the Makif? Is that a Kli for the Makif?
No, the Sof of the Patsuf.
There he won't receive. He doesn't receive there. Meaning, if he would receive there, all the lights that were not received there, all the lights that were not received, were not accepted, they would be accepted there.
Incorrect. They would be received throughout the Patsuf, in all the Patsuf. Because then the Zivug Daka, the calculation would be completely new. But if it's convenient for you, you can say it's at the Sof of the Patsuf. Okay. Not that critical. Yes?
What does it mean that he writes that every inner light has a surrounding regarding itself?
Because otherwise it would not be inner. There's no final correction yet, that all the vessels become inner. Rather, they exist outside the Patsuf, part of the lights, and as opposed to what he receives from inside, there's something he doesn't receive and stays outside. So I make a calculation over what lights are outside, and that's included in my Masach too. Altogether, there's one light that comes. I divide it to two. So far, I receive and enjoy in order to bestow. And in this part, I cannot receive and enjoy in order to bestow, but I still receive it by way of surrounding light. I know this is what the Creator wants me to receive, and I'll receive it in the future. I'll work to have vessels for it, meaning I also take it into account. And from my consideration, my impression of the light that remains, that means I build an external vessel. And then, later, from that external vessel, I already transition to an inner vessel. Yes?
It's as if there are... It's not clear what the Kli of the surrounding light is. Because something is I can receive...
No, the Kli is the desire that senses the light. How does it sense the light? That's already dependent on the intensity of the Kli. Now, possibly, I feel the kli in a way that it exists outside of me. It stands by waiting for me to grow stronger and be able to receive it in order to bestow. Yes.
Meaning, in Galgalta, there is a feeling of 100% of light?
In Rosh of Galgalta, there is a sensation of Ein Sof.
Even the surrounding light, when I decide to restrict,
before the Tzimtzum, yes, no, all the calculations, the Rosh of Galgalta, by rejecting everything for the first time, it feels all the light of Ein Sof, and afterwards it starts calculating and then limits itself. That's what Galgalta is doing, and actually every Potsuf. But in Galgalta especially, because that's where the transition happens from Ein Sof to Tzimtzum Aleph.
Meaning the surrounding light is inside the Kli, it's only called the O Mekif.
It exists in different vessels, right. If there's no Kli, the created being would not feel that it exists at all. Because the creature only feels the Kli itself. It doesn't feel the light that fills the vessel. We call it that way, that the light fills the vessel. And that's what the created being feels. But really, the created being senses. You know, when you taste something good, you don't taste, you take a candy and you don't taste the candy. You taste your own responses to what you feel as the candy. Right? So, same thing with the light, that the vessel, it's the vessels responding to something that seems to fulfill them. Seems to fulfill them. That's another question. Okay? Yeah.
What does it mean, essentially, emotionally, that there's an inverse value between lights and vessels?
As much as I can overcome my biggest pleasures, I then activate my purest vessels.
And this is considered that the purest light is clothed on the coarsest kli?
Yes. But it's coarse or thick in terms of the greatest light is dressed in the purest vessel. Opposite value, inverse relation between lights and vessels.
But if the thickest, coarsest kli caused the purest light, then why is it so?
That's the whole problem, that Baal HaSulam had a great challenge to both understand it and then explain it. It was really... He was... You know, was going about where he studied, and he didn't know how to interpret that. The big lights, the great lights, yes, when you reject them from your belly, but as a result, you attain their attainment in the purest vessel, in your mind. So what's the connection between the vessel of the stomach and the vessel of the mind, or in general, adhesion? How can it be that I make corporeal actions, the worst the actions, coarsest actions, and yet I attain these lofty lights in pure vessels, in the thin vessels? That's a problem. That's a difficulty. This relationship between lights and vessels, we can't really... We talk about it, but the truth is, it can be clarified only when a person has a sense of it and he sees what it is. Because that relationship is unclear, because we don't feel the whole Patsuf. Yes.
This partsuf, Adam or Neshama, while performing an action in order to bestow with the coarsest kli, does he immediately feel, understand the connection to the purest kli of the great light?
After the action.
Meaning this connection, the inverse connection between the lights and vessels, is it clear to him? Felt?
After the action. I don't have more to answer. Understood? Okay, you're already tired. You were connecting until late yesterday. I watched it, actually. It was actually okay.
Rav, it's the end of the lesson. Can I ask about the daily task we had? Do we continue with it or not?
Tell me how you dealt with it yesterday.
My impression is that this was the most intense and practical assignment.
Which is what? How did you understand it?
That's the question. It's very easy to find the flaws in the friends, and also it's very easy to find... The good qualities. There are also the virtues. Yeah. So here the question is, if I found a flaw, should I justify it with comparison to the good virtues of the friends, or should I say immediately, it's a flaw in me, and to ask for correction?
You can't speak that way. You either feel it or you don't. And if you don't, what will you ask for?
No, at the moment I don't feel it, but...
Oh, I'm so evil. Please correct me. Yeah? What, you're doing it before you steal or afterwards? So how can you speak that way?
So how? What should I do? I see a flaw in a friend, and compared to that, I see that he is great. He has many virtues. So should I justify him this way? Every friend in the 10?
The fact that you have to continue the exercise today, for sure. At least you have an answer for this. More? Gershon wants to ask for an hour already. Yes?
But there's our new questions all the time. So I wanted to ask about the Congress. May I?
Yes.
We were talking about, in the introduction to Tess, how to add the past in the present in order to increase the love in the future. At least that's the way I heard it. Now, the second evening in the big Congress is called Nebaruch, from the past to the present or in the future. It reviews all the development of Nebaruch, where we came from and where we're headed to. The question is, should we use the past to look at how it all started? Can it increase the love in the present?
How does it belong to the Congress? What do you want?
That's what we're going to have in the second evening of the Congress. There are many views, this way or that way. Should we start with the past, how we reached...
Maybe, yes. I don't know. You'll decide how you guys feel it.
May it help us connect, come closer, increase the connection between us?
You have to decide. I don't know. You have kids, right?
Yes.
You have little kids and bigger kids. No. So how do you look at how they grew and where they are now? For you, it's a process that has to occur. It's a natural process. And what do you ask me for?
I'm asking, if I'm looking at the way that my children developed, it really it's emotional for me.
Good. So same thing here, what we went through, all we went through. But emphasize and bring quotes that before 20, 30 years, it's not even acceptable that a person truly enters real spiritual qualities. There's things that happen, certain things that happened before, but the actual preparation of the vessel is not just some sense of illumination. That is hard work that takes a long time. And that's one. And two, what we discussed today, that this is our path. It's not. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. And it's not like I came, I tried, I saw, I jumped. Okay, if you jump, jump. But we need to understand that we're coming here to take upon ourselves a new clothing. And in it, continue reality. In our time, it's not such a problem because you see, the whole world is necessarily going to join. Okay, what?
Yesterday, in the lesson at 5 o'clock, I heard...
We didn't have a lesson at 5. Ah, what I talked to the groups overseas.
Yeah, that compared to the situation in the U.S. and the amount of friends who come from the U.S., from North America, so more friends should come.
I speak with regards to our friends in North America, and I see that they are really weakening and losing their spirit. I'm saying very seriously, and to all, I think this is our problem, that we have to hold them and bring them closer. Look today as well, look at New York. And, you know, in some small city in Russia, somewhere, you see the same amount of people. How is it possible? So... I'm not blaming them in anything. I'm just saying this is reality, and we need to strengthen them. So I'm addressing all the groups overseas. Please make contact with the groups in America and Canada. In Canada, things are better, but still. And let's strengthen them. Let's help the Americans be a bit more kind of higher so they don't fall, because the situation is not good. I also spoke to a few and did a few talks, and I see that the spirit is going down, and it's not a good state. It's a bad state. Maybe they have some pride of being where they are in America or something, I don't know, but something is posing a disturbance. And let's connect to them. We need to treat them with love and connection and unity, and only help them raise their spirits and have them feel that they're part of a great international group. All right. And
announcements. Evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 6 p.m. A recorded lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. A special event for young people as a preparation for the World Congress 2020. You're all invited. Bring your vessels, and together we'll build a special event for young people in the Congress 2020. Thursday, February 6th, 7 p.m., here in our building. Connecting to the source, the root of life. Dear friends, dear students, viewers, you're all invited to the World Kabbalah Convention, February 25th through 27th. Please pay attention, only 13 days to the early bird registration. For details, call us at our phone or in our website, kab.co.il/convention. And this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
בתוכך